At the end of the year, if there's no national debt resolution, there will be automatic spending cuts to programs across the board. Despite the threat of this so-called fiscal cliff and lingering long-term debt, former Republican Congressman Scott Klugs's bipartisan bickering is preventing any action on this matter.
I talked to folks on both the House side and on the Senate side, the Republicans and Democrats, and the sad story is none of them are talking to one another right now.
Nevertheless, Klug is optimistic that no matter who wins the presidential election, economic matters will be addressed.
At the current spending levels last year in Washington, for every $7 we took in, we spend 11. It's just not sustainable.
Former Democratic Governor Tony Earle is another chair of the bipartisan State Steering Committee for the National Fix the Debt campaign. It suggests using recommendations from the Simpson-Bowles Debt Commission as a starting point for a workable solution. That commission suggested both spending cuts and tax increases.
The issue is far too serious for petty partisan politics, and although I don't know if any of us think Simpson-Bowles is perfect, I'm sure we're all in strong agreement that it is 100% better than doing nothing.
Earle says citizens should contact candidates and incumbents about the national debt. There's also an online petition at fixthedebt.org. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.